American artist Leonard Anderson will be speaking on the Johns Hopkins University Homewood campus on Wednesday, October 10th at 5:30 p.m. His talk on painting is co-sponsored by the Homewood Art Workshops and Homewood Arts Programs. With me in the studio to talk about Leonard Anderson's art is Craig Hankin, director of JHU's Homewood Art Workshops. Craig, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Leonard Anderson is an American painter, as I mentioned. He grew up in Detroit during the Depression. Dad worked at Ford. A mom apparently had some artistic talent as well.
Yes, that is correct.
And she encouraged him.
Absolutely. He was one of those rare artists of his generation, of any generation, who actually got parental encouragement for his art. He wasn't steered towards medicine or the law or anything else. His parents really, had great respect for his talent.
Leonard Anderson is very much a representational painter, but he began his career in the 1950s professionally, and that wasn't an easy time to paint that way, was it?
No, not at all. In fact, when he moved to New York City from Detroit in 1954, he was one of a very, very few dedicated young painters who really committed themselves to representational painting. Of course, what was in the air all around him, especially around his studio on 10th Street, was abstract expressionism at the time. And he certainly knew all of the top rank abstract expressionist painters of the day, Pollock and de Kooning and Klein and Gorky.
And he actually tried to paint that way for a time, didn't he?
He did. And as I think all young artists in that period felt obliged to, mm-hmm. it was certainly in the air. It was part of the zeitgeist, and he gave it a shot, but quickly found that it just wasn't him. He needed to have a connection to nature and to the visual world as we know it, and certainly to the representational art of the past. Artists like Ang and Poussin, and most especially Degas.
That's something that the two of you have in common, is it not, Degas being an influence on both of you?
Yes, I would have to say that is absolutely true. And of course, Leonard Anderson's work has been a tremendous influence on my own and a source of great inspiration, too, because he wrestles with the great themes that have occupied great painters for centuries. Everything from humble domestic still life, as Chardin did in the 18th century, to grand figure paintings and portraits and landscape. Corot, I think, is one of Leonard's favorites, and it certainly shows in his work, too.
I think my favorite of all the works of his that I looked at online is Still Life with Popcorn Maker. The Jiffy Pop popcorn maker on the table is just, it's genius.
It is. I agree. And it has become something of an anachronism. I show this painting to my students every semester, and it seems like each semester, fewer and fewer of them are able to identify the once iconic Jiffy popcorn maker. So it's a moment captured in time. I think that painting was done in the early 1980s, which for some of us doesn't seem all that long ago, but for others, it was beyond their life experience. So we're glad that he captures moments like that.
This is American artist Leonard Anderson. He's speaking on the Johns Hopkins University Homewood campus on Wednesday, October 10th at 5:30 p.m. His talk is called On Painting. It's co-sponsored by the Homewood Art Workshops and Homewood Arts Programs. And the talk is open to the public. For more information, the phone number is 410-516-6705. The website is www.jhu.edu/artwork. With me in the studio today, Craig Hankin, director of JHU's Homewood Art Workshops. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.